Hi guys, I'm interviewing my nanny. So, interview yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm Joshua's nanny. I also am Shiloh's nanny, who's Joshua's little sister, and I am Levi and Penelope Rose's nanny. Now, those are my daughter's two kids. Let me just go back and say my name is Susie Tendler, and I live in Irvine.
Why did you move here?
Why did I move to Irvine? Well, can I go back and just tell you a little bit about where I lived before?
Okay.
And then that'll kind of explain why. So I was born actually in New York City in the Bronx. Yes, in a very small, and I'm telling you, we were three kids, my mom and dad, and my parents had the one bedroom and we had a bathroom. That's it. And when I turned 50 years old, I'm going to age myself now, I was able to go back and see what that place looked like. And then when I was two, my dad decided we should move to California because we couldn't afford to live in the nicer parts of New York City. So I grew up really in West Los Angeles. And then I met my husband, Brian, when I was 16.
What was it like living in a one-bedroom apartment compared to what life is like now?
Well, I don't really remember because I was 3 years old when my parents moved here. My sister was 14, my brother was 7. But I know from what my mother said, it really wasn't that hard because families were really close. My mom was an immigrant, and she was used to living in small areas, quarters. So, and then going back to what I said before, just two more things. So I met my husband at 16. We got married at 21, and he was in sales, and we picked Irvine to live because things were not expensive back then. It was 31 years ago, and everybody thought I was moving to an alien planet. They didn't even think we had the Los Angeles Times here.
What were the important lessons in your life?
Important lessons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, let me think about that. So I have to say that my mother played a big impact on my life. And so she taught me, my dad too, but he worked a lot. But my mother taught me to love unconditionally and be kind and compassionate to others. My dad drove a bus and my mom didn't drive a car. And so I guess another really important lesson that I learned was how to get to where I need to go without a car. And my mom and I would walk everywhere together, and she made sure that I was included in every activity as a child.
Okay.
How did that make you feel?
How did that make you feel?
Well, two things. As a child, My name is actually on my birth certificate and passport. It's Susan Sultana Varen, but I'm now, of course, I'm Susan Tendler. And the name Sultana is a Turkish name. And I guess, and I hate to say this, but I guess I was embarrassed because all the other kids were American and had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. So kind of like the movie My Greek Wedding. My mom wanted me to take stuffed tomatoes with meat or pasteles, which are kind of like empanadas, little dough-filled things. And I didn't want to take stuff like that. I wanted peanut butter. So finally,
That's funny because Shiloh always tells us about how her friends bring adult food, and she wants adult food.
So have we gone full circle,
Circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've gone.
I wish your mom could still make her lunches.
I know. And now I feel badly and you know what's funny? All my friends who I had met in Los Angeles when I was young, they were the ones that brought the peanut butter and jelly type sandwiches to school. But they loved coming to my house because they loved my mother's meals.
Okay. Do you have a nickname?
Salty.
Okay.
Did you know that, Josh? Did you know that? I had no idea.
Like a pretzel that's salty?
Well, yeah. My husband, Brian, who I met when I was 16.
Wow.
Because I told him that my real name was Sultana, he would call me Salty. And to this day, after being married 43 years, he will call me, come on, Salty. Have you ever heard him say that? No. He does.
Do you have any questions about being married 43 years?
Okay. What was your greatest inference on you raising children?
What was my greatest influence on me? I think, again, I have to say my mom. And, you know, I love my dad, too. But, like, he wasn't around as much as my mother. But I think both of them, because they worked very hard. Even though my mother worked in the home, I always saw that family was taken care of. My mother took care of her own mother. Her sister lived down the street from us. They took care of each other. And I think she was probably the greatest influence, because I learned that family is the most important thing, and children and grandchildren. And Joshua, and now I have, let's see. My daughter, Julie, has two. She's having her third. Joey, who's my oldest, has two, Joshua and Shiloh. Joshua was my firstborn grandson. And my son, Andy, doesn't have any children yet. But I have to say that having my first grandson, Joshua, came after a time in my life when I had some serious problems with my daughter, Julie. And having him was like a shiny star, was like the shining star. I think I told you this, Joshua, when we were at Hoag Hospital.
Okay.
I literally had to be dragged out of that parking lot.
Okay.
Because
ask her about when you were born.
After you were born.
That's a great story. Have you heard about it?
I didn't sleep all night. I was hysterically crying from happiness and feeling like, oh my God, life is so good. It's so wonderful. And then having more grandkids. Plus, Joshua, do you know what your name means?
What?
It means safe, right? And righteous. Joshua.
Save. Yes.
Yeah, save. To save people. And very righteous.
Righteous
means just a very good soul. And you are a good soul.
Okay. What was your favorite story from your life?
Like a storybook? Like a book?
Or the favorite time in your life. A story about your favorite time in your life.
I always look back to being 17, believe it or not. I had a great childhood. But 17 was like the greatest year of my life. I had my boyfriend. I loved school. I was going to go to college soon. I was able to get a car. My dad actually got me a car. And, you know, it was a brand new Toyota that only cost $2,500 exactly. That's all it cost.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, so that was probably the greatest time in my life. Oh, one more.
Okay.
You love Disneyland, right? Well, I got to go to Disneyland because we didn't have that much money, but once a year on my birthday. That was my birthday present. I went to Disneyland every year from the time I was 5 years old.
Okay, so about that, would you rather go none of the days, or would you rather go every day on your birthday?
I'd rather go every day on my birthday.
Well, you're lucky that you didn't just, you couldn't go. Like, at least you get one day a year.
That's right. And you know what? It made it special, and it made me have something to really look forward to. And every year I got to see what changed. And I got to bring a friend with me, too. My daddy would take me. My mom couldn't go because they couldn't afford for all of us to go. And I got to take a friend with me also.
Okay. What was the greatest challenge in your life?
The greatest challenge? Well, okay. I had three beautiful children. They still are beautiful, and I feel fortunate that they're all healthy and well. But the greatest challenge was my daughter, because she got into some trouble. And I have to say that living in Irvine, I want to really give credit to having been here during that hard time, because the local, she never got arrested or anything like that, but she was in some trouble with a bad peer group. But just having the local police department, the public service workers, they were always there to help me and my daughter in whatever areas we needed. And I don't know if we would have gotten that much help had we lived in another area. But I think that time of my life, after going through it and seeing how she is as well as how my kids turned out today, I think it made me much stronger, and I feel like a very strong woman.
Okay. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined and what you've imagined?
Well, I know we all look back. My one regret, which my older son did, he became a teacher. He got his teaching credential. I'm being honest about everything. I got married at 21, and my mother told me she loved Brian, but she said, go get your teaching credential, because I already had my bachelor's degree before you get married. And guess what? I said I would, but I didn't, because I had the struggles of having children and being married. And I guess that's the one thing that...
That you regret.
I regret or struggled. Does that make sense to you, Joshua?
Uh-huh.
Because had I had that, I would have, you know, done exactly what my son Joey has done for all those years. But that's okay. I taught preschool, got my early childhood degree, and had a wonderful family.
Did you want kids?
Yes. Absolutely. I wanted kids very badly. That was like, I wanted to get married.
Your only wish.
And have kids.
That was like your only wish.
What?
Like if you got one wish, you'd wish for kids.
Yes.
Okay. How is the world today different from when you were a child?
That's a really good question, Joshua. The world has changed, and growing up, you know, my mother and father would both say, you'll see, you know, things are going to be different, and although you will go through the same struggles, but things are going to be different, and they certainly are. I didn't have cell phone. There were no cell phones.
You didn't have...
no computers.
You had a TV, just it didn't have color.
Yes, and I have... Well,
you didn't get big screen TVs?
No. We had a Zenith TV, and then my brother and I were both asked. I was 10, and my brother was 7 years older. My sister was already married. My dad said, what kind of TV? And we were like so excited. Do you want for Hanukkah? We're Jewish, so we celebrate Hanukkah. And I wanted a remote control. Well, the first remote control was this little Zenith, black and white, and it had two buttons. That's it. And you had 13 channels because you had an antenna on your roof. And that has really changed technology. No computers. And one other thing that's really important to me.
What's that?
Being able to communicate by talking and not through just computers. Well, you can ask me whatever you want.
Ask whatever you want.
What was the favorite story from your life? I can't think of anything else.
I gotta think about. But
ask
you
Melanie
can
about her childhood. She said she didn't have any technology. So
I didn't have technology.
What did you do for fun?
What did you do for fun?
I was outside playing.
Okay.
I'd come home, have my cookies and milk, and out the door I was, playing.
Did you have slide swings?
Yes.
And
yes.
Monkey bars back then?
We did. We had monkey bars, but we didn't have the great padding that you have underneath your stuff today.
So and all you had is blacktop?
Blacktop, yes. That's all we had. And we didn't have to wear helmets. I rode my bike everywhere. Everywhere.
Why didn't you have to wear helmets?
Nobody even thought about it. There was no... No, it's funny.
But there's a 10% chance that you could hit your
that's
head
right.
and it could hit your brain.
But I know. But nobody thought about it back then. There were no laws.
Okay. Were there seat belts?
Seat belts?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we did not have to wear seatbelts. Nope. No. We could just jump in the car and go. Although my mom and dad, the car did have seatbelts, but she'd say, put your seatbelt on. But we didn't have to. No.
Were there police officers?
Of course.
Then how come if they knew you have to put on a seatbelt while driving a car, how come they said you don't have to?
The police never enforced that until way later. I don't know what year that would have been, but I think it was even maybe after I had Joey, who is now 40 years old, maybe when he was about 2 years old, and I had to have a car seat for him. And it's amazing. Babies were just, we were just held in the car.
So babies have to wear seatbelts.
They didn't have to. They were held by their mommies.
But the mom has to drive.
No, that's true.
But what if the moms drive?
Okay, I grew up in an area in L.A. where moms did drive, except my mom.
Okay.
And there were other moms that didn't.
So what if your mom and dad got divorced, which it wouldn't have happened, but what if they did?
It could have.
You were with your mom. You had a baby, and then you had to drive a car. Then what?
Well, my mother couldn't drive, but if she did, she probably would have had to call someone else to come with her.
What if you were just with your dad, and you were still a baby?
He would probably have to put me in a baby seat, like an infant seat, because they had those.
And put seatbelts.
Or a basket. He didn't have to put seatbelts. There were no laws like that. And he would set me right beside him in the car.
Did you have nice cars?
Well, they were considered nice back then, although we never had a new car. The only new car that I had, I was very lucky, was my Toyota Corolla that I got when I was 18.
You had a red Toyota. I think you had a red Toyota.
It was a red. How did you know that?
Because I remember.
Yeah, I had a red Toyota Corolla. And
Josh,
it had.
What's your earliest memory of Noni?
How about walking up?
My earliest remember of Noni was that you made Daddy. And without Daddy and Mommy, I wouldn't have been alive.
That's true. But do you remember me having Daddy? Or do you remember me telling you about that?
I remember you telling me.
That's right. But I know my earliest memory with you is I cannot believe that you were a baby and I watched you 2 days a week full time. And I would carry you up and down like 15 stairs in your seat. And we would go out all day, and guess what? Joshua was a sleeper. And you slept.
I still sleep everywhere.
Yeah, the whole day.
I still sleep
so
everywhere
I guess my
all
first,
day.
And when you were born and I was in your room at night, I would hold up my cell phone to your crib. Your mommy was sleeping because we wanted to let her rest because I wanted to make sure you were still breathing because you're just a baby. But let's think of an early memory of me. How about when Shiloh was born? Where was I?
I feel like you were in the same place as me, just, I don't know. I don't know where you were. I, I, I feel like you were in the same place as me.
Yes.
Thanks for having me, and now my sister's going to do some questions.
Can I have a kiss, Joshua? I love you.
Mwah.
Hi, Shiloh. Princess.
I was already in here for hours. Why?
We're going to ask Noni questions now. What about, what's your earliest memory of Shiloh?
I don't know if that Josh already asked this, but what was the first toy you had?
What was the first toy you had? That was a good question.
Barbie. And the very first Barbie that ever came out. And can I tell you a funny story about that?
What?
For some reason, and I didn't even know anything about genetics, I was crying hysterically that I had to have a blonde-haired Barbie and a dark-haired Ken. But guess what? The store was all out of. There was the first time Barbie came out by Mattel. So I ended up with a blonde-haired Ken and a dark-haired Barbie. And you know what my mommy told me? My mommy said, that's fine because you'll probably have blonde-haired children with blue eyes because the Barbie had blue eyes.
Well, we didn't have blue eyes.
What color were Barbie's eyes?
But we didn't have blue eyes.
You had Barbies.
I know, but we didn't have blue eyes.
No. Well, you have green eyes. Genetics works, you know, with then families and what their eye colors are and types. But you and Joshua both have very light eyes, and then my other two grandchildren have very dark eyes.
Let's ask Noni a little bit about school. What was your favorite part of school?
I already told this to Mama.
But we're going to ask Noni. Ask Noni, Shiloh.
iPad.
Did I teach at your school? I taught at Joshua's school.
You taught at not my kindergarten, but my old school.
Right. And preschool. And you know what, Shiloh? When you were born, I was laying in bed at your house with Joshua because everybody had to be at the hospital. And they probably were afraid I would have a breakdown again in front of Hoag Hospital. But when you were born, I got that phone call, and Joshua looked at me, and I said, oh, my God, she's here. And her name is Shiloh. And do you know what your name means?
Yeah, because Mom already told it's, me.
Well, actually, there's a city in Israel. I found out that there's a wine named Shiloh.
I know.
At first, all I thought about was Neil Diamond's song named Shiloh, who was his imaginary play friend. And you are very imaginative and creative and what's that other word? Well, both you and Joshie are animated, very animated. And I love that about you. And you're a strong woman.
What was the first app you had when you got phone that had the apps on?
I didn't have a phone until I was a married lady.
Okay, but what was 30. The first app you had?
App?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think there were apps. You could just call in and out. That's
it. You know, when you had a phone and you had apps.
When I did have apps, which was probably like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. I guess the first app that I had, I'm not really into apps, was probably a shopping app because I love to shop.
Shiloh, what was the first app you had?
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube's, oh, I like YouTube too. I do. I like YouTube.
Do you have questions for Noni about shopping? She loves shopping.
I love to shop.
No, only when I'm shopping for clothes and ice cream.
Yes. But let me tell you, Shiloh, sometimes
shopping.
I'll see like a dress or something and I'll say, oh my God, that's Shiloh. And I'll do anything to be able to buy that for Shiloh. Because I love to shop.
Like the unicorn glitter dress, right?
Like your sequin jacket. I said, oh, my God, I need one of these. But they didn't have it in my size either. But I bought one for Shiloh because she had to have it.
Any other questions for Noni?
But can I just say one thing to Shiloh?
Yeah.
Because my life, I want you to know, and I don't know if you'll remember this or not, but I think you will. Just remember, because you're a very strong person, and you've got a strong mommy, and women can be very much, I believe women are much stronger than men. And the things that I went through in my life gave me a lot of strength. And knowing that my mommy, your great grandma, went through a lot as an immigrant coming from Turkey, you are going to be a very, very strong young woman. And you're a strong girl right now, right? And you are going to do what's right for Shiloh and be strong. Women have to be strong.
I don't like my name.
How many children do you think you want, Shiloh?
100.
100? Could you take care of 100 babies? Do you want to get married?
No.
What does Noni always say? You get married after you get your bachelor's degree, your master's degree, your doctorate degree.
After you finish school, right?
After you finish high school. College.
Something else mommy should know, and mommy already know. Don't underestimate your children and don't overestimate your children, because you never know where life is going to take them. And college truly is not always the best for everybody.
Mom, you can't take off this.
But I believe you will get married someday. Or you could live with somebody. But I do believe that you will get married someday, Shiloh.
I can't marry my brother. But if I don't, even though I can't marry my brother, I'm still going to follow him around.
I want you to marry Prince George from England.
Ask Noni.
No,
what is she asking me?
Right.
Don't be embarrassed. You can ask me anything, ever.
I'm going to ask all the things that I said to Mama.
Okay, go ahead. Ask
Noni. What does it say on me that you haven't done yet?
Okay, let's ask, what was Daddy like as a baby?
What was Daddy like as a baby?
Well, I can tell you one thing. He was a projectile vomiter. We had to change couches so often because little Joey, after he ate, now in today's world, they probably would have had him on special formula. I didn't breastfeed him. But he would eat and he'd spit it up. And he'd eat and he'd spit it up. And it would go, woo, all the way across the room. He can see me out there. He probably knows what I'm talking about. But he was afraid of a lot of stuff because he gets nervous about things. Like he doesn't like to go on the ocean and snorkel because he's afraid of fishies being close up to him. He loved his pet dog, though.
Has anything ever happened to him that made him so frightened?
I can't think of anything. I think it's just a part of his...
Like something that he was frightened.
But I know Andy, my middle son, was afraid of fire and smoke. And I don't know why, because we never had a fire. Although there was a fire pretty close to us once. And Julie wasn't afraid of anything. But Joey, I really can't think of anything that he was so afraid of. You know, that frightened him so much. He just was scared of big animals. Like, he couldn't get close to a horse because the face was so big and right in his face. But he's a really good guy, your daddy. And so is your mommy. And you're learning a lot from both of them.
Any other questions about Daddy? Noni will tell you anything.
What does it say on the paper?
Think about a question.
Daddy did
about
well
daddy.
In school.
What did I ask you?
He was lazy.
Okay.
In the mornings. He used to make his friends lazy.
Let me see.
Because
what was the first technology that Daddy had?
The first what?
Technology, Daddy.
Oh, a cell phone. But you know what? He was probably 16 years old when he got it.
So he didn't have a technology until she was really old.
What did Daddy like to do as a kid?
What did Daddy like to do?
He loved to play with Legos, and he kept every single tooth. This is why we thought he was going to be a dentist. Every tooth that fell out of his mouth, he kept in a little box. And he would, like, just use little instruments and toothpicks and things and work on them. And it was amazing to us. And even his own grandma, my mother
but
would
he,
say.
But he wouldn't get money because he didn't.
Actually, there was a tooth fairy, whether we believe in the tooth fairy or not, but I've never seen her. But he used to get money for losing teeth. But he kept every tooth he had. And he loved rocks. Oh, and you know National Geographic magazines? My daddy, his grandpa, used to order them for him because Joey always, and no wonder he's a science teacher today, and he loved those magazines. He had a whole collection of them. So he loved that kind of stuff.
What are you the proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
I'm proudest of my children, and all three of them. I guess I shouldn't say, well, I'm most proud of Joey because Joey, your daddy, had some tough times in elementary school. And I'm grateful that we were in the Irvine schools because they knew. They told us in preschool to hold him back, and we didn't. And when we got into the Irvine schools, they said he needs 2 years of kindergarten. But because Irvine was so new, the teachers and the principals took care of his needs, and he was a good student, and he became a teacher like I wanted to be. He worked really hard. I'm also very proud of Andy, who did not go to college, and he is an entrepreneur and a wealthy entrepreneur today. And my daughter, Julie, because she was strong enough to overcome her issues.
How do you like to be remembered?
I would love to be remembered. See, my mother was a big focus in my life, and I know I wrote to her when she passed away, and I would like to be remembered as a woman of strength and courage and a woman that could love unconditionally, which was kind of hard for me at certain times in my life, especially with Julie. And could love unconditionally and know that my children will succeed no matter what, and maybe sometimes kind of lay off, you know. I'm a Jewish Italian mother, whatever you want to call it, and we put a lot of Jewish guilt, or we put guilt, I did, I feel, in some ways. But I think I'd like to be remembered as a woman who had a lot of strength to persevere a lot of issues in life. Money issues, too, which are not, you have to make money, but that's not important. I want to be remembered as a compassionate, courageous woman who loved unconditionally. That's how I really want to be remembered. And you know what? I'm 64 years old, and I'm still working at that. And it makes me a little bit tearful because I guess I think of my parents and things that they went through. And, you know, nothing is ever so bad that you can't overcome. Nothing.
Well, how you described is exactly how you'll be remembered, how we think of you.
Really?
As passionate, caring, do anything for your children. Absolutely.
Well, I would, my life right now, my children are the most important thing, and my grandchildren.
Is there anything else you want
to have friends,
tell us about? Any other stories or?
Any other stories?
Is there anything else you want to tell us?
Well, I had a temper tantrum. Have you ever had temper tantrums? I never forgot that temper tantrum. I was with my mom, and we were in this place called Orbach, and that really dates back. It was a store in Los Angeles, and I was in the book department. Why am I crying? I don't know, because just thinking back. But I probably was a year younger than you, Shiloh. I think I was about 5. And we took the bus there, and I went to the book department, and I wanted a princess book. I think it was Sleeping Beauty. And my mother, they didn't have a lot of money. And so my mom was looking at what she needed, her needs. And I would not leave the store. I started screaming. I never forgot it. Screaming and yelling, Shiloh, kicking my feet. I had to have this. And she literally had to drag me out of the store. And I think that store security came and asked if everything was okay. Because I was a bit spoiled. I really was. I was a bit spoiled and I got things that I wanted. Another story came to my mind, too, where my sister was 14 years older than me. And you know what I did in kindergarten? My sister was planning her wedding, okay? And I had to go to school because I was in kindergarten. She was a lot older than me. My brother was in between. And I said, I'm sick when I got to school. I don't feel good. I need to go home. And they weren't going to send me to the nurse. And I started crying and crying. So my face got bright red. And I still have I have high anxiety, but my heart rate's always been fast. And when I got to the nurse's office, they took my blood pressure. And they said, oh, my goodness, her blood pressure's high. I was screaming, I want my mommy. I want my mommy. I want to go home. Well, my mommy was supposed to go out to find a dress for my sister's wedding. But guess what? My mommy had to come pick me up from school. And she couldn't go out with my sister to get her wedding dress. Was that a nice thing for me to do? No. But I got myself so worked up that I ended up with a fever and high blood pressure. And I did it purposely because I wanted to spend time with them. Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's a funny story. And I remember planning that in my head. So that's it.
That's when it all began.
Please, I think we're almost done. Yeah, please remember me as that courageous strength and just loving unconditionally no matter what.
We do.
That's important. That was fun. Shiloh, do you think that was a funny story? Okay. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This was fun. This was great. Thank you. It brings out, it's good to talk. It really is. It's good to talk.
And I'm Danielle, your daughter-in-law. I never introduced myself. And Shiloh was here and Joshua was here. We're here.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here, Noni.
You think you would have done that? Do you think you would have done something like that? Had a temper tantrum so your mommy could come pick you up? Be honest. It's okay. It's just me, Noni. And your mommy, you could tell the truth. You think? That's a lot of thinking for me in my head.
Those types of temper tantrums even happened when we were planning our wedding.
Oh, yes, there were temper tantrums. My daughter had quite a temper tantrum over.
Maybe we save that for another
wedding.
Time. We've got about seven minutes.
Well, I could do that really quickly.
Okay.
My daughter is jealous, gets very jealous, and she has other issues. But she, during Danielle and Joey's wedding, made it very difficult for me to spend some time with my son, who was here from New York, as well as getting my makeup done and everything else. And thank God my one of my best friends, Robin, showed up, and she took me to get my makeup done. And I was late for pictures because of that. And she made Danielle cry. And at the rehearsal dinner, she was purposely late because she knew how to get to Palm Desert, which is where the rehearsal dinner was. But she called and she said, I'm lost. And that was not okay.
I was thinking about how Joey got stressed out for our wedding and got almost arrested 2 times.
Oh,
yelling
yeah, that
on
was
the phone
pretty
with
funny.
You.
Well, yeah, they were, we're Jewish. And so, I mean, and I love everybody. I'm not a really, really religious Jewish person, but we normally don't eat shrimp I eat shrimp out and pork, but this was a wedding and the rabbi was coming all the way from Israel to do their wedding. And I had asked him on the phone, what kind of appetizers did you order? And he said, shrimp. And I went crazy. I said, shrimp? Shrimp at a Jewish wedding? It doesn't matter that you're having shrimp, but the rabbi's coming all the way from Israel just to do your wedding and you're having shrimp. And Joey flipped out in the sushi restaurant in Irvine, so bad, he got so mad that they called the Irvine police. And they came, and they said, what is going on here? And he said, my mother, I'm having an argument with her over having shrimp at my Jewish wedding. And that was, and they said, oh, okay, well, calm down, sir. I think that's what they probably said. It's not the end of the world. And I think I had hung up the phone by that point. So, you see, the public service in Irvine is wonderful. They probably know me very well. Anything else? I stressed everybody out, probably. Although, I told everybody, if you need me for pictures, I'm at the bar having a Jack Daniels to calm myself down.
Yeah.
I wore the wrong color dress.
Why?
Because I wore black. Oh. And I should have had blue. But I had a blue dress first, but I love to shop. So I had returned the blue dress, and I got a black dress because I wanted black. And when Danielle's so easygoing, and I called her, and she said, whatever you want, because that's Danielle.
Yep. Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy. I know. But I'm glad that my son married a strong woman.
Thank you. Like many more years.
There will be many more years. 100. I don't want to scare you, but, you know.
Yeah, longevity's in our genes, right?
I know. And your birthday's October 31st.
Oh, coming up.
Yeah, coming up.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Well, thank you for having me speak. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. I would love to be a life coach. I know they talked about that. And one of the, I really, that's something that I think I would really enjoy. I know it takes a lot. I don't know what exactly, but I'd love to find out about that.
Yeah, we can find out more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.